This episode is especially dedicated to Tom Rath. This is the Resilience Podcast 539, and I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Sunday, January 1st. Life's great question that beckons all of us, what can I contribute, is beautifully framed by Martin Luther King Jr. and his quote that kicks off this book. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Knowing who you are and who you're not is essential, but it is only the beginning. It's only the starting point. All the talent, motivation, and hard work in the world will not be valued or remembered if it does not help another human being. Real growth is the product of following your contributions more than your passions. Simply asking, what can I contribute, leads to a better path and result than starting with yourself. This applies far beyond the realm of careers. Listen, a growing body of evidence suggests that the single greatest driver of both achievement and well-being is understanding how your daily efforts enhance the lives of others. Scientists have determined that we human beings are innately other-directed, which they refer to as being pro-social. This is just amazing, right? According to top researchers who reviewed hundreds of studies on the subject, the defining features of a meaningful life are connecting and contributing to something beyond the self. Knowing that we're making meaningful contributions to others' lives leads not only to improved work outcomes, but also to enhanced health and well-being. Even small acts of generosity trigger changes in our brains that make us happier. With each pro-social act at work, energy is created that measurably benefits the giver, the receiver, and the whole organization. Think about that. Work can actually improve your health and well-being every day. Work can also be about doing something each day that improves your relationship with your family and friends. I believe that we all inherently know this, which makes the gap between what we're currently contributing and what we have the ability to contribute all the more frustrating. And so today, let's remember this. We're not going to live forever. Today's the day to live our ideals and strive to show up as our best in service to our families, communities, and the world. P.S. For whatever reason, this reflection creates an extraordinarily humbling level of urgency for me as well. Someone once told me the definition of hell. The last day you have on earth, the person you became will meet the person you could have become. Whew. Just start. Not someday. Today.
Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift, and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.